What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Let's get some housekeeping done. First of all, Tom Bowerly's on vacation this week, taking his place none other than the inevitable Joseph Beamer. So Joe Beamer this afternoon for Tom Bowerly, actually all this week while Tom vacations. Also, now I have a Sandy Beach Facebook page. That's the stations. That's the Entercom one. I assume that when I'm gone, which is after Thursday, they'll take that down. So we put up a Sandy Beach, the new Sandy Beach Facebook page. And if you want to check it out, there's a picture of Anya that's new. We just got the picture of Anya. She's our new Siamese cat, and she'll be the first edition or one of the first editions on there. So if you want to check that out, you are most welcome too. We go three more days, and that's that. That's it. Shut off the light. The party's over. At least it is for me. David Bellavia will be here. Are they going to allow like bayonets in the studio or anything like that? Do you know?
I think we're going to have to frisk him every day.
Yeah, because if you read his book, if you read the Bellavia's book, which is really a read, I mean, it is intense. It's really good. I recommend anybody that doesn't have one, get one. It's amazing, just amazing. And he's a great speaker. I think that speech that he gave to after he got the Medal of Honor, that speech he gave at the Pentagon, which was very close to him getting the Medal of Honor, was magnificent. It was unbelievable. And so he'll be taking over this show, and he didn't even need a squad behind him to do it. He's going to walk right in the door, say, "Hello, I'm David. What's your name?" Now, let's see. Here are the three questions. Under what conditions would you visit NYC? You'd visit New York City for what? There's no Broadway. There's no shopping. A lot of activity looked like a mob invasion. So maybe you'd have something special you'd go there for. Would you homeschool your kid if the school tax were refunded to you? School tax is the biggest part of your tax bill, always has been, always will be. Would you do it? And how, without lying, do you justify being a liberal? I put this in for my own information. I don't like to think there's a lot of things I don't know, but there are. There's a lot of things I don't know, and I don't know how anybody could justify being a liberal. Give us a call, and let's go to line three, which would be Angelo in Niagara Falls. Angelo, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm okay, Angelo. Give me your thoughts on the subjects here.
Sandy, can I just quickly say something before I answer the question? I just want to say that you've always been the voice of reason and common sense, and I want to thank you, and I wish you and Bernadette the very, very best.
How nice of you to say that. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
So I'm sorry, Sandy. On the questions, I've been to New York City, I'd say about three times, once in the 70s, once in the 90s, and once in the early 2000s. I saw the good, the bad, and the very good. And right now, no. I just wouldn't go because it's a lawless free-for-all.
It is. It's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome out there.
And I have to agree with a previous caller. I think his name was Phil. If, and this is high hope, if the governor was a Republican, if the mayor was a Republican, and the police commissioner was a Republican, and everything was cleaned up, turned around, this bail reform was nightmare of the past, and lawfulness and all the good things came back to New York City because it's a great town. And right now, no. From what I see, I'm just looking for trouble.
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering, too, about New Year's Eve. I bet that'll get canceled, too, unless some miracle turns it around.
It's so sad, Sandy, what has happened to these cities and the lunatics have taken over.
Well, you're right, Angelo. First of all, thanks for calling. And secondly, thank you for the compliment. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah, New York City, if you're in radio, if you're a radio personality, your goal is to get to New York City. But it's not been my goal ever. I've been offered three jobs in New York City. Two at the very beginning of my career when I first started at KB, basically. I said no to both of them. And then the third one, which was more recent, was to go to WABC in New York to do afternoon drive and doing talk. And I said no to that too, even though there was a lot of money involved, because the things I like to do are not available in New York. I like theater a little bit, but not enough to move there. I certainly like the good restaurants and stuff, but I just don't like, I don't like that style, that lifestyle at all. So I said no to all three of them, and I have no regrets. I have no regrets on any of my career choices. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. But it is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Let us get to the calls. But before we do, Buzzy, we've gotten a lot of people who have questions. We've opened a new, it's called the new Sandy Beach Facebook page. We still have the Entercom Sandy Beach Facebook page. That'll be fading out Thursday, I assume. And then we'll be using this. If you want to contact me after, I'll be on the air until Thursday at noon, and then I'm done. I will have retired, but if you have any questions or anything you want to kick back and forth a little bit, last-minute things, you can use the new Sandy Beach Facebook page. By the way, keep an eye on Channel 7. Mike Randall's going to do a piece on me. We're going to do it Wednesday, so I assume it'll be on Thursday. I could be wrong. Meanwhile, Buzzy, explain how to get to the new Sandy Beach Facebook.
Well, so the new one is just named Sandy Beach. It's a picture of you on a microphone, and the cover photo is of a sandy beach, believe it or not. So it's...
We're pretty clever here. We put a sandy beach in the picture with my name. How about that?
Now, let me understand this. Until Thursday, the Entercom Sandy Beach page is still yours, right?
Yeah, they're still mine.
What if
I assume they're going to shut it down when the show shuts down.
So if we put a link to the new Sandy Beach page on your Sandy Beach show page so people easily get to it?
Bernie, he's going to put a link from the regular one to the new one. That's good. Good thinking, Buzzy Beamer.
So go to Sandy's Facebook page now that we'll be using until Thursday, and there will be a link in 10 seconds to the new Facebook page. And the link is a picture of Sandy on a microphone.
Very nice. So nice, I think you might get an invitation to the wedding.
Ooh.
It's possible, you know. But you got to do nice things for me. Before noon on Thursday.
I was going to say, I think you're going to get my RSVP card before noon on Thursday.
I hope so. I hope you picked the regular good menu selections.
Oh my gosh, the selections were unbelievable. But I went with what was suggested to me off air, so.
Okay. Phil, I hope.
Yes, of course.
Of course. I told Bernie, every man's going to pick the Philly. The women will pick the seafood and stuff like that, but the guys are going to pick the Philly.
Jeannie picked the Philly, too.
Did she? Good yep, for
we
her.
We both did.
And I've had the Philly at this restaurant several times. Excellent. Excellent. Really good.
I'm not sure what Katie picked because she saw and filled out the RSVP card before I even saw the invitation. So
I would guarantee you it's something seafood.
We'll have to see.
All right. Let's go to line. I got time. Yep. Line four. This would be Art in Buffalo. Art, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, First of all, I wanted to congratulate you on what a wonderful career and your retirement. You're going to be very, very missed.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But, you know, you deserve it, and I'd like to see it go on and on and on.
But, well, there is everything. I told Dominic Cortez, it's better not to be kicked off the stage. It's easier to be nudged. You know, just a little nudge. Ooh, I almost am off the stage. And then you make the decision of your own rather than they have your stuff in a cardboard box and they walk you to the door and they cut your fob off.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand that.
what do you have for our questions today?
All right, well, I wouldn't go to New York at this point. It would have to be something of extreme importance. I mean, you know, just the travel and being around the people with what's going on here, I think it's not a healthy thing to do.
Plus, New Yorkers, in my mind, and keep in mind, most of my career has been spent here in New York State anyway, they're not the nicest and easiest people to deal with under some circumstances. I can only imagine they're going to be a little edgier when things are open and they're trying to get back into their usual grind, you know?
Well, when I was there a few years ago, it's like in Buffalo, you walk down the street and people will smile at you. They maybe don't talk to you, but you get a little smile, you know?
Sure.
In New York, it was like everybody's focused on something else. There's no smiles. You don't feel like you're welcome. You know, that's just the way I guess it is in the big city. It's a faster pace. It's like you saying you didn't want to work there, and I could understand that.
Yeah, this is a lot nicer. And plus, there's something about it. Cheers used to say in their theme song, "Go where everybody knows your name." And I think in Buffalo, a lot of people know my name, and I like that. I'm comfortable with it. If I need a new garage door, I know who to call. If I want to go to a specific restaurant, I know where to go. My doctors and all my medical stuff, everything's right here. Western New York's a wonderful place to be.
Oh, I think we're blessed. I think we're blessed, for sure. Great fishing, I mean, great everything, good restaurants. And friendly people, you know, people go out of their way for you. Most people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's true. That is true. When I was working in San Francisco, I lived in a nice area, but you never got to meet any of your neighbors because here in Western New York, we usually put a fence in the backyard, especially if we have kids or a dog or whatever, and you do your cooking and things in the backyard. Where I lived in the East Bay, everybody had a fence in their front yard, so that you never saw your neighbors ever. And so all the time I lived there, I never got to meet my neighbors. So that's kind of sad.
It is. It is. Neighbors can be comforting. You know, I have great neighbors wherever I've lived in Buffalo.
Yep, me too. Now let's see. If you got if you had kids. And they said, if you school your own children, we will refund your school tax. Would you have considered anything like that?
See, my feeling is, like, when I was a kid just first going to school, I was very shy. And school taught me more than just the books. It taught me to get along with other people and feel comfortable around other people.
And, I mean, in today's day and age with this virus going on, yeah, I would consider it if it didn't seem safe when school starts, and it might not.
Yeah, you know, and they keep dragging it out and dragging it out. I just it's hard to believe that this started in like February or March, and we're already talking about cancellation of things in December. I don't know when we'll ever get back to normal.
I know. One thing, the vaccine has to come
up. Oh yeah, when that pops up, it's going to be hallelujah. It'll be like Christmas time or some big holiday, New Year's Eve or something like that. Well, thanks, Art. Always nice to talk to you, and thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. Okay, thank you. All righty. How about Mr. Beamer? We got a minute and a half. That's not enough time for a phone call. So give me a couple of your witty applications to the Facebook.
Yeah, we're going to go to Kate talking about New York. And Kate said, I've never really been a fan of New York City. I know that's awful to say. But now with the leadership of Bill de Blasio and the destruction of the radical left, you wouldn't see me step foot in New York City, Chicago, Seattle, or Portland. I'm good staying in my little country town.
You know, it's funny. When I was in New York last, which was a year and a couple of months ago, and I was going to get the induction into the New York Broadcasters Hall of Fame, I was considering, they don't tell you what you can say or what you can't say. In my speech, I was considering doing a couple of de Blasio jokes. But I thought, these will play well in Buffalo, but I'm not sure how they'd play here, because the people there were from all over New York State Broadcasting, including the city. So what do you guys think? Would I have been booed or not?
No, you would not have been booed. I can't see anyone liking the city yet.
Can you imagine I'm at the Javits Center to get a statewide award, and then I'm knocking on their mayor. I don't know if I would have been booed or not.
I don't think he's as well-liked. I think it's just what we see around New York State is he's got the D next to his name, so he gets the votes. But yeah. You talk to people from New York City and people who don't think like us, and they are still very critical of Mayor de Blasio.
Yeah, I wish I knew the breakdown of the New York broadcasters, where they were from. If most of them were from away from the city, I might have done the joke. Not that I'm afraid to be booed. That's okay. I was booed on my honeymoon, so I expected a standing O. Hey, if I can produce a standing O, so should she. Anyway, we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I just came up with an idea, and I talked to Bernie about it. She likes it, too. After my retirement, which will be in Thursday, okay, give me a couple of weeks after that. But then I think I'll use the new Sandy Beach Facebook page to announce, for instance, when I go down to R&M, which is the cheeseburger place down in Randolph, when we go down there, I'll post it. So that if you happen to be in the area, or maybe you'd like you know where it is, and you'd like to join us, you could join us for a little conversation. You pick up your own check, by the way, and I pick up my own check. Yeah, I'm retired. I'm on a budget. What can I tell you?
Does that mean I have to dig up the coffee can for more burgers? The
coffee can may have to be opened. Yeah, and Danny, I'll get Neverett to go and get his coffee can, too. But, yeah, we'll tell you. I mean, I'll tell you if I'm going to R&M for lunch or midday or whatever and meet you down there, and we'll have a nice conversation. I might do the same thing with Londa's up here on Dick Road because they have great apple pie and good food generally, but great apple pie. And just say, hey, I'm going there for coffee. If you want to come over and say hello, come on and do it. You know, be very casual, intimate thing. I don't think you'll need traffic cops to direct the traffic, but it's a nice thing to do when I'm not on the air. It'll keep my conversation with the good people of Western New York intact.
Also post if when you're going to Sullivan's, and I'll join you and we'll meet up with people.
Sullivan's another good one. Yeah, I'll post that.
Okay.
And we can watch Tony eat more ice cream than a human being has ever eaten in his life.
Or one of his Italian sauce. Oh, my God, they're so good.
Yeah, I'll have to try that one. I don't have that yet. Let's go to line three. Line three would be Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sam. This is Matt. How you doing?
Oh, good, Matt. It says Mary on my sheet, but that's all right. What's going on?
It's funny you should bring up the R&M restaurant because right now we should be honoring you being down on a sandy beach in Myrtle, but that got canceled. So we went down to Leon instead, and I said, while we're down here, we got to pay respect to Sandy, or in honor of Sandy, we got to go to the R&M. And I had three people with me. I said, you got to try these burgers out. So we went to the R&M. I told the girl there, I said, we're here in honor of Sandy, and we want four of those burgers. And I tell you what, it was worth the trip. Cause those things.
You like those burgers, huh? Aren't they good? I always recommend them, and people who have had them like them. And Tony told me, one person texted or went on Facebook, said they had to use a knife and a fork to eat it.
Oh, no doubt. That my wife did for sure, and then she took half at home. In regards to New York City, I love going down there every once every couple years, but the only way I'll go down there again is if it's de Blasio getting impeached or removed or resigned. because
I think that would be worth taking taking a trip to New York if de Blasio was out of that. It's just I just don't understand it. They've hijacked the Black Lives Matter issue, and it's just a bunch of anarchists and people who destroy things. Would you homeschool if you got a refund on your school tax, which is a large amount of money, by the way? It's the biggest part of your tax.
I'm a school bus driver now that I retired and I started a second job. That looks good on paper, but I'd have to go to school again to be able to homeschool. The teachers do a great job and the teachers make it look easy. I myself couldn't do it. I'd rather pay the money.
Yeah, homeschool isn't easy. In fact, there's a combination. I heard it when I came in here. There are groups of parents, say the neighborhood has five kids or something, and you got like three groups of parents. They're hiring private tutors to teach that cluster of kids. But get this, the teachers charge $80 an hour. Which is a remarkable number. I mean, teachers earn their money, no question about it. But $80 an hour is not a casual thing. But if you got your school tax money back, might be worth it. Hey, thanks for the good words about R&M Restaurant, and thanks for enjoying the Duke Burger. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Tony, when people go down there and they try that Duke Burger, I mean, it's incredible. It's waiting for you, Tony.
It is.
It's going, woo, Tony.
Come get me, big boy.
Now, we've brought people down there. They went down there with us. Nobody, and unless they're just lying, nobody doesn't like it. I mean, it's really good.
I've never heard one bad thing about R&M.
And if you don't know which burger it is, don't worry about it. On the menu, it's got my face. My face right there. What can I tell you? The Duke Burger is what it's called. Now, Bernie would order the burger like you like it, Tony. Come here, Bernie. I just want you to tell people, I'm a very simple man. I put cheese, lettuce, and tomato on it. That's it, okay? Not with hers. What do you order with yours?
I get everything. I get the lettuce, tomato, three kinds of cheeses, sautéed peppers, and onions.
That's kind of, your kind of burger, Tony.
I like that a lot.
Toasted roll.
Toasted roll. And the mashed potatoes are very good, too. Now, you can get them with gravy, or as I like, they put a hole in the middle like it's a Mount Vesuvius, fill it with butter. Oh, God, that's good. It's orgasmic. It really is so good. And they had the restaurant all staked out for 6-foot intervals and everything last time we were there. So I think they'll see a lot more of us now that I won't have to be working anymore. I'll have to work for them. Maybe I can be the waiter. Hello, I'm Sandy. I'm your server. Can I help you with something? What? You're not getting the Duke Burger? Why? What kind of fool? I'm not going to wait on you. See, I would be I would be a tough waiter.
Yeah, you would.
All right, let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBN. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Those are numbers that you can get on the air with. Also, if you'd like to go to my Facebook page, we've got the new Sandy Beach Facebook page, which I'll keep up even after I leave the station. Plus, there's the station page, which is up through, I assume, Thursday. I think they'll probably take it down. But mine will be up permanently. And I'll kind of let you know what's going on with me. I might let you know if I'm going to go to some places, not paid, just for lunch or breakfast or whatever. If you want to join me, have a breakfast with Beach or brunch with Beach. It's just an informal kind of thing. Just have fun. I think that'll be good. Let's go to line 5, Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. Finally. I was sitting here going, hello, 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 and then you got the other guy, the mic.
Yeah, they had the two lines mixed, so I knew I would get to you next. What's on your mind, Mary?
Well, congratulations on your opportunity to be yourself and retire.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Also, I want to... this may be one of the last times that I actually speak to you because I don't have social media, so I won't be able to see where you're going and what you're doing and all this stuff. So I'll still be able to maybe call the station with other stuff, to other people. But anyway, your question was, would you go to New York City?
And yeah, under what conditions would you go to New York City?
Oh, one of your previous callers said only if the leadership was different, and also if the place was cleaned up, because these people have destroyed it, literally.
And they destroyed the best part of it. They've turned it into trash. And with the other things, COVID-related, with no Broadway until at least January,
right.
I don't know if they'll have a New Year's Eve celebration, and I would find it hard to believe they would, but they haven't made an announcement on that I'm aware of anyway. And it looks like a war zone. I mean, some of the stores have razor wire, which is what they use to keep prisoners in prisons.
That is so, that is so stupid. Like the old, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, the parade, everything. Everything was destroyed. And I think that's a calculated thing because of this upcoming election. It's purposely to just keep people away and destroy their morale and just everything. It's just that I would not go because of that. But until things changed, actually physically and everything else, I would go. But then it says homeschool your children. I don't have children, but I would love to just have the schools open again. I would discourage parents from homeschooling because there's something that the kids get in school that they cannot get, online or anything. They don't have that personal talk, even have a little friend or talking to somebody, and just personalize. They have to open schools again. They have to stop this, masks and everything else. It's just too much. I mean, it's destroying, the morale. The kids are going to be a bunch of neurotics by being cooped up at home and then, just seeing their friends.
Well, the socialization part is an important part of education. And that's difficult if you're at home with your own siblings or even a small neighborhood group. It's not the same. And I think your parents, father or mother, no matter how much you love them or whatever, it's not the same attitude as having a teacher do the same information. It's just not the same.
There's a wonderful group in Erie County. It's called RSVP. It's Retired Senior Volunteer Program. And that is what's breaking my heart because what we would do is read once a month to a class of children, okay? Seniors, read to children. And that was, I would bring like a little reading buddy to the class and all this stuff. And I was so looking forward to this year because I share this stuff with the kids. And I had gone in 77 or 79 to the King Tut exhibit in New York City. When they had the
that was a big one, sure.
It's beautiful. And what I do is I have a book and I have all the memorabilia, even a little tag that we got. It was a private showing from the Buffalo Museum of Science. Had a tour. They arranged a tour. We went down. It was a special tour. We went in. We had a before they opened the museum, we had a tour of the exhibit and everything else. And I was going to bring that and show the kids the pictures and everything else. And I also have this little reading buddy. It's called Mr. Benny. It's a little singing bear. And before the class, we started this last year. I bought this on a whim. I bought this little singing teddy bear. And it's like a 1940s crooner, like a Frank Sinatra with a little round mic. Bless him, and he sings. And I told the kids when I first started, and I said, why I like doing this? I like to volunteer and help you kids. And I asked one of the kids to push the button on him, and he sings, "You make me feel so young."
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. One of the things I'm thinking of doing is reaching out to nursing homes and offer to come and read the paper to them. Not literally, but go in there with the paper under my arm and go on the different subjects and see what they got. Go to the King James Version and tell them right up front that I'm more liberal than conservative.
Right.
I mean, I'm more conservative than liberal is what I meant. And read and answer questions and whatever so that they can stay in touch with what's going on. I think that might be good for me to do and might be interesting for them. So it's similar to what you're talking about, Mary. Well, thank you for the call. And if I don't talk to you in the next couple of days, thank you for all the calls. Mary, you've always been one of our in granite callers, somebody we always can count on and know you're going to call, and we appreciate it.
Marion Stone.
Yeah, so you keep that up. Keep it up, will you?
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much, Mary from Lancaster. The joy of doing a talk show is that you form a bond with certain listeners. Now, there are certain listeners you'd like to, you know, make a bond out of and toss them in the river, but most of them are not. Most of them are good people and fun, and even the ones that don't always agree with you, that's fine. That was never a prerequisite. In fact, it's kind of more fun when you don't agree. But the bottom line is we have those, and the audience has those too. Certain names come up all the time of their favorite callers. All right, Mr. Beamer, how about a couple from you, please?
Yes. By the way, just a little breaking story here. Another baseball game's been canceled, so the complete season could be canceled before we're off the air today.
Well, when the first one, 8 of the players had it? I 14. Mean, how can they play? 14.
Yeah.
How can they play baseball like that?
Of the ones that tested positive, many played in the games over the weekend against the Phillies. That's why the Yankees won't play the Phillies today.
And the rules say that if you're the pitcher and you throw the ball within 6 feet, they throw you out of the game.
That's right.
You got to be wide right every single time.
Every time. But hey, you know, so the Blue Jays probably won't play a game in Buffalo, but at least Mark Poloncarz got a free jersey and hat out of it.
Oh, good. Mark Poloncarz, my favorite.
I know.
I'm sure he'll be all over my new Sandy Beach Facebook page.
I think he's going to commemorate a day for you.
I think he wants to friend me.
Yeah, that's it.
Isn't this funny? I learn all of this stuff as I'm leaving the airwaves. Okay? I didn't use it while I was on the air. We used it, but I didn't operate it. It was operated by Mr. Beamer, usually, and Bernadette. Bernadette was the associate producer to Joe Beamer. She's the intimate associate producer to Joe Beamer. What do they have in common? They're both going to get cake on our wedding day.
That's right. I'm looking forward to the cake.
More cake, please.
Cake. Cake or death. Cake or death. I'll take the cake, please. We're out of cake. That's all.
I know. I had the chicken.
Eddie Izzard. Okay, we'll be back after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.